Welcome to the Friday, November 11th, 2011 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Apple today released an update for iOS, that's iOS 5.0.1. This update addresses a number of security-related issues. First of all, the application signing bug that got security researcher Charlie Miller evicted from the Apple developer program got fixed. If you remember earlier this week, Charlie announced that he had written a proof of concept app that was able to run arbitrary code, which it would download after it had been installed. Now, this app was accepted by Apple's App Store because the app itself didn't include any malicious or unusual code, and any later download should have been blocked by Apple's code signing, which of course wasn't working right and is fixed now. There are two other bugs that are fixed in this version of iOS, or two other security related bugs. First of all, you can now no longer bypass the iPad to lock screen by just closing and opening the smart cover again, and it also removes the invalidated certificates from DigiCert Malaysia. And regarding DigiCert Malaysia, Microsoft released a security advisory today revoking the trust to use these DigiCert Malaysia certificates. Microsoft mentions that a total of 22 certificates were issued with weak 512-bit keys. And then also Adobe released an update, this time for Flash Player, fixing a number of different remote code execution flaws. The update affects all platforms on desktops as well as on mobile devices. Steam is the latest gaming company being hacked. The company is known for its multi-platform game engine Valve and games like Portal. The hack was first noticed after the company's online user forum was defaced. However, it turns out that the breach resulted in a loss of data well beyond the forum, including hashed user passwords. They mentioned encrypted credit card information, email addresses, usernames, addresses, so physical addresses, you name it. Essentially, the database may have gotten raided. They say so far there is no evidence that in particular passwords or credit card numbers were decrypted and used, but the usual advice applies: watch your credit card statements. Right now, the forum is still down on the steampowered.com website. However, the rest of the site appears to be working fine. There are no details what the root cause is of this compromise, whether the attacker actually entered via the forum or whether the forum was just what actually made it visible enough and triggered the investigation. In Diaries Today, we got another installment about scripting from Rob. This time, Rob explains how to extract data from XML documents in simple shell scripts using XPath. I really like XPath for this purpose, and I think you really shouldn't do things like use set or grep to extract data from XML, because there's a lot of variability that can happen in XML. I tend to use XPath, for example, on OS X, because OS X keeps a lot of its configuration information in XML files. XPath is available by default on many Unix systems and can be downloaded for others. Hungarian security company Crisis, which was first to blog about the Dooku Trojan, now released a free tool to detect the malware and remove it. Dooku will remove itself, actually, after 36 days, but according to Crisis, it does leave some files behind, and their tool is able to remove them. Well, and we're coming up on the weekend for developers around here. If you need something to do over the weekend, if you need something to play with, Google created an OAuth playground to allow developers to experiment with version 2.0 of the open authentication system. OAuth 2.0 is supposed to make it easier to develop OAuth applications. So far, the difficulty in actually implementing it sort of held it back somewhat. The OAuth APIs weren't really all that easy to use, but Google announced earlier this year that it will switch to OAuth 2.0 and that developers really should use OAuth to connect to Google applications. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.